The sea, no mantra for what ailed me, needed itself, feeding itself, so I heeded myself.
Is a Rose for Bruce Weber, poem by Yuko Otomo. Walking home carefully, holding a tiny red rose, the size of a button, between the thumb and the index finger. I thought of smell, not fragrance. the smell of skin, thighs, his armpits, the smell of unkept bed, rotten fruit, rotten meat, the familiar smell of childhood memories conjured up to conquer my senses, but I could not tell whether it was the smell of the sea or the hill. So I kept walking. Nostalgia he was familiar with. When the word river visited his mind, he all of a sudden felt sleepy. So he laid himself down quietly. Does not talk of silence. It breathes it. A vase is mute and obedient in its own shadow.
holding a rose's breath. Scented myths and legends, I eat a loaf of bread sweetened with rose jam. A rose is a rose, is a rose. When we bury ourselves in roses, in a wheelbarrow, we become a song cycle in a rondo. A rose is a rose is a rose is a rose. Pink, crimson, yellow, white and red. Alone or in a bundle, cut and rooted. A rose is a rose is always an abundance of luminosity suggested. Patricia Spears Jones. like flowers in the desert. They shiver fresh in the eon, knowing that they will become memory. Hunger, the core of dreams. It's up to me then to bring back their beauty, taught seamless before the eyes of men and women, to amplify the vitality of their illumination. Righteous shimmer above melancholy clouds, to remind humanity that without them, night would never come. Night would never come. Like the death of a flower is awesome, ugly, a relentless warning. Artists make whole somehow the ways in which dreams persist. Each of us turns to the hunger of stars and wipes the crumbs from our mouths. On canvas, they laugh like children. In essence, they scream like children and struggle like children to eat. Grow, copulate, then flash out. A name, perhaps. A body gone. /7/20/92. Charles Gale Trio, poem by Steve Dalashinsky. Deaf, dumb, blind, cripple, steeple, trying to escape, seek it off the wall. This is not now and forever. This is dislocation. This trial is no less a trial of peers. The walls sing with torture. The halls ring with faces of hate. We came here yesterday and plan to stay as long as there is. Don't talk too softly of the coming. Don't expect to be led toward the door. Death, dumb, crippled, blind, gone in shade, pulled down so low. The window is no longer there. This walk is false perspective, an oversized step in the landscape. There is nothing to blow out except the night. There is nothing to blow out except the light. What You Know, poem by Patricia Spears Jones. Not the memory that I conjure, I can conjure. Daily destruction, daily dope. Saigon in spring, in summer heat, too much. What you give are your pawns, each a piece of the stone that was your heart. I have no way of finding that point of pain, crystallized as methadrine, steady as a tropical rain. There are princes, some strong enough to shake blood from your hands, death from your eyes. You do what you can, and sometimes you make music as volcanic as a boy's laughing fit. Your walk is the walk of a man in need of gravity. You smile, and back of your talk is the blues. Ancient bold hellhounds on your tail, each one snarls a signature note from the man in Mississippi who knows what you know, who could see straight through the thick tobacco smoke, the club's hard red glow, to the lit up forehead of a woman waiting to love. Father, poem by Fei Chang. Thank you. and your ping for peace or plains of green field, bits of characters, grass, heart, three dots of water, woods, home. Write again and again your name. Write again and again your name. Write again and again your name. That you may never forget it. That you may never forget it. In the Wind There Is a Presence, number two. Poem by Steve Dalashinsky. In the mouth there is an understanding of tongues, a hand-me-down scene, a pastoral entangling. In the breath there is the wind that binds us to the sky, that brings us toward the storm and wraps us in the eye, that levels us to the ground and makes us even and beholden and humble and held in its presence. Gypsy Prayers, poem by Lester Affleck. This last night, this last light, guide this last light that goes south. Lantern Lord, guide this last light that goes south. Speak to me not only from far, and I will kneel until my skin has learnt its own language from its own memory. Love me, O Lord, as you shall love my soul. something, and I shall be good for something.
Thank you so much. Thomas Buckner on voice. Song One Part. Kayaka. William Parker on bass. Joel McKee. I'm Jason K. Wong.
Jason Wong.
The local lingo. And any of the poets in the house, come on up and take a bow. Steve, I know you're here.
You go.
Patricia, please. These poems have been so beautiful to work with.
Yeah.
All right, come on up, come on up. Kevin, you want to come up for Lester? Are you out there, Kevin? I don't know if Kevin's out there, but he was good friends with Lester Affleck, who I did not know, but we had a lot of common friends, and you know, his poems really felt like he was my friend, so I'm glad to have him in this suite. Thank you so much, and enjoy the evening.